Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance, back in the man cave. Hello, and on camera.
Oh, hi, you caught me writing my latest Substack.
Malcolm Nance at Substack.
God, it's not like we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, oh my God.
Or write about.
Let's start, obviously a lot to talk about this morning, Malcolm, but let's start with that. Just, you know, Joe Walsh talking about, this is a daily occurrence, Trump inciting violence. You know, he appears to have violated the gag order, you know, regarding Judge Merchan's daughter, attacking his daughter. You know, this, him with Biden hogtied and apparently dead in the back of a pickup truck. You know, first of all, when people say stochastic terrorism, can you talk about what that means? Like, I don't know what kind of terrorist he is. I just know he is one.
Yeah. Stochastic terrorism is terrorism by word, which could incite violence. But, you know, I wrote an entire book, you know, They Want to Kill Americans, about how many people see these, you know, hear these words, and there is now an entire environment, certainly online, of people who think that, you know, there's going to be violence and they need to be prepared for it. So Donald Trump making fun and retweeting that picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a vehicle, which, you know, is a giant bumper sticker that you buy online, was his endorsement of that image. And that's where someone may decide that they are going to act on that. Look, Glenn Kirshner said this the other day on MSNBC. So did Harry Littman, some of the top lawyers in the United States. Donald Trump has a completely and separate legal system for him. He can threaten people's lives and get away with it. He can threaten judges publicly and have people that will act on it and get away with it. He threatens the daughter of a judge. We had a famous case a few years ago of a judge whose son was murdered at the front door because someone was disgruntled with her and came in to kill him, the husband, and didn't manage to kill the judge, only by the grace of God.
Yeah.
This is going to go to violence, and Donald Trump needs to be held to account. And I mean account, like put him in jail if he violates this again. Just like any other defendant.
You know, Malcolm, it's Judge Esther Salas. We're trying to get her on. She was just on Nicole. Just on Nicole Wallace. And it is heartbreaking. And, you know, it's like Nicole says all the time, I think we all know some bad is about to happen. You know, like his just daily incitement of violence has already led to violence. You know, Judge Luttig said, we just seem frozen as a country, institutions. It's not just one person or one, because every day we ask, where's the Secret Service? Where's the FBI? Why aren't judges putting him in prison? What is your take on that, Malcolm? I said on Monday, it's starting to feel Hitler-y. Like, you realize how, and someone's like, they had the power to deport Hitler, but they were scared. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he ran away to get
Where
something.
Where did he go?
There he is. Okay.
The answer to your question. The title of the book is They Want to Kill Americans.
Yeah.
And that's what people are afraid of. They are afraid. Donald Trump's minions, his insurgents, his insurrectionists, physically harming them and their families. That started with Republican Party officials until they realized that they actually agreed with everything Trump did. They are afraid of the base harming them. And this is not a joke, okay? It's going to happen. You know, granted, my problem is that I'm always 2 or 3 years ahead of time. They tried to overthrow the government. And there are a lot of people out there who are talking about arming themselves, creating armed bands. We found a clandestine militia network recently that was all plotting for, you know, the essentially the next big thing that's going to come, the shoe that's going to fall if Trump loses. I mean, this is just not funny.
Yeah.
So the courts are worried about the safety of their staff. And eventually some judge has got to be the break wall for this.
Yeah.
The one who says, that's it. You are not special. If I have to do this for a drug addict or a mafia guy or, you know, a meth head, then I'm going to do it to you. Violate those rules and I'll put you in jail.
Yeah. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
All right, let's talk about the Israeli elephant in the room. You know, we just had a Jewish caller who talked about all the Jews that are protesting Netanyahu this morning. And, you know, Malcolm, I mean, I don't know what to say. Again, I'm not a military expert. Don't know what happened with the World Kitchen, the aid workers. But, you know, I think even Israel would admit this is a full-on PR disaster at this point. And I don't know what happened, but they were clearly marked. They were in coordination with the IDF. I guess the IDF is saying they thought there was a Hamas person, you know, in the convoy.
But
what the F?
For you. Okay.
Huh?
All right. Because first off, let's first talk about the protests against Netanyahu. When I was in Israel last month, they were full on protesting Netanyahu. That anti-Netanyahu movement that we saw last year, the pro-democracy, anti-fascism movement, that's not going away. And they're consolidating around the parents of the hostages.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Netanyahu has treated them rather shabbily.
Yeah.
You know, I said this yesterday, I've said this 100 times since 10/7. Netanyahu should have resigned.
Yeah.
He failed at the single fundamental job he had, which was to keep Israeli citizens safe, a man of honor would have jumped out of that, said, let me give this to a coalition government, not this guy.
Can I just say quickly, because you know it's all connected. Anyone does, you do. He's the same to me as Putin and Trump. Putin, despite us warning him, completely ignored the warnings and that the tragedy at the theater happened. And you're right. Netanyahu totally missed 10-7. You know, was too busy doing God knows what with the settlers somewhere else or whatever. You know, you're absolutely right. And, here we are. He's turning the entire world against Israel. I mean, this is,
well,
you know.
He's closer to Trump. And let me tell you, because he's been trying to keep
himself
out of prison.
Yeah.
He had multiple lawsuits. He tried to re-engineer the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something about Israel before anybody gets out there. If you have a problem with Israel or you don't know anything about it, spend the $895 on a round-trip ticket from JFK to Tel Aviv, and you're going to find an awesome, awesome country of very nice people who don't particularly like Netanyahu. Yeah. However, he controls the ultra-right wing of the government, and that coalition that they have in power keeps him there. There is presently a coalition government where the military commanders are part of the opposition. But no prime minister in Israel wouldn't have responded to 10-7 the way that Netanyahu did. They would have done it exactly the same. It's just Netanyahu is such a disingenuous, dirty criminal.
Yeah.
All right? And I'm sure someday
and his reaction to this.
Ask me for that.
His reaction to this, just going, oh, well. You know, that's war when it, you know, obviously, you know, they're trying to deliver food. Jose Andres, everybody in the world is speaking out about this.
Well,
and, you know,
go ahead. Let me clarify what happened with World Central Kitchen. They had taken on the mission of bringing food in from Cyprus into the North Gaza jetty, the North Gaza port, which is a little fishing port, and had coordinated with the Israelis to carry out food distribution and food cooking. Hey, Jose Andres is a saint.
Yes.
I saw them in Ukraine. You could get food anytime you wanted anywhere in Ukraine from World Central Kitchen. I would always, say hello to those guys and wave at those guys. I'm already at 1,500 words on my Substack about this.
Yeah.
But I also was director of security of an NGO in Iraq where it was 500 times more dangerous. The U.S. Army, the Saddam Fedayeen, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, everyone was attacking NGOs. So WCK wasn't, you know, there pie in the sky not knowing things could happen. But there was a disconnect between the guy on the drone who's in central Israel and the people that cut the liaison with them, the military commanders on the ground in Gaza. These people, those drone operators, their commanders need to be brought in.
Yeah.
Taken into military justice and held to account because they clearly violated their own rules of engagement. It doesn't matter if there's one man in there, if it's civilians and there's a go, no-go order. If it's civilians, it's no-go.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, if it doesn't have WCK in giant stickers on the roof, no-go. So
yeah.
That person, that whole drone team needs to be hauled in and held to account.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, yeah, amen. And, you know, we were saying, Malcolm, that on the other side, this Alyssa Farah Griffin was, you know, White House Communications Director for Trump. So take a listen to this real quick.
Let me issue a warning to the Arab American community as an Arab American.
They're playing with fire. I understand that hearts are breaking over what's happening in Palestine. That is reasonable. They should speak up. They should use their voices. They should encourage better policies. But this is very quickly becoming a binary choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Donald Trump would not rule out leveling Gaza if he thought that that was the politically savvy thing to do that his supporters wanted to do. He cut aid to the Palestinian Authority when he was the president. So this notion that you would gamble at such a critical time, I think, is incredibly risky.
That's my, you know, my point is Netanyahu's doing everything he can to defy and undermine Biden to get Trump reelected. I mean, that's
right.
And so, you know, at this point, I feel like and we played a Republican congressman. Have you heard about that? That got caught on tape saying, oh, they should just Nagasaki, Hiroshima, yep. Gaza, Israel. I mean, drop nukes. I mean, so this is what you've got on the other side, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, I said this in the first days of this crisis. Donald Trump would have encouraged Netanyahu to ethnically cleanse the entire Gaza Strip for redevelopment. He would have forced marched them to the West Bank, or he would have pushed them across the Egyptian border. This is not a joke. But you know what? Look, I worked in the Muslim world for almost four decades. I've fired the machine gun at many a wedding. You know, I mean, I speak Arabic. I've lived in that area. I've worked in that area. Before I came back a few years ago, I was in Abu Dhabi for 10 years. They're very excitable and very emotional voters. But if they're going to be single-issue voters on this, they are looking at their own community's destruction. Donald Trump has said clearly he will remove the residency visas of anyone that supports the Palestinian cause and will deport them.
Yeah.
These guys promised deportation camps on day one.
Trump just said he was going to empty our prisons and mental institutions into other countries on day one. So if you have not had enough of his lunacy, I don't know what to say. Malcolm, great.
Don't vote for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right, Malcolm, great stuff. We link to your Substack, and we will stay safe in your man cave.
Good one today.
I can't wait to read it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Love you, Malcolm. There
Thanks,
he goes.
Bye bye.
48 minutes after the hour. Oh, did I mention, by the way, Hamas needs to go and Netanyahu needs to go? Did
yes.
Do we come to that? I just wanted to put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Just they all both need to go. Mm-hmm. All.
Yeah, just
okay.
Tie that up in a bow.
That's how we get peace. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
All right.